and welcome back to my podcast on teen pregnancy. I'm Maddie Dake, and today I will be doing my third interview with Carissa Lucas. Hi, Carissa.
Hi.
Carissa is a family friend of my mother's who was in the interview of my first episode. I will be asking Carissa a couple questions, and we will just have a small conversation about her experience as a teen mom and digging in a little deeper on a few other points in her experience. So, your first question is, how old were you when you got pregnant and had your first baby?
I was 16 when I first got pregnant, and I had my daughter 7 days after I turned 17.
Can you explain in a couple sentences, like, an overall experience as a teen mom?
It's very difficult. You don't get to do the things your friends do anymore. Your life does a complete 180 in a blink of an eye, and your main focus is no longer yourself, but your child.
And I do remember back when you and my mom used to hang out more, that you said you never got to go to prom and do some of those things in high school. Did that disappoint you, or did you not care at all?
I think at the time I definitely cared because I thought it was a bigger deal than it was. Now it's not as terrible because I get to see my kids do those things. So I don't miss it as much because I get to experience them doing those.
Even though you did not plan on having a baby, do you feel like you were ready to have one? Why or why not?
I don't feel like you're ever prepared, no matter how old you are, especially being a teenager. Being a first-time mom, you have no idea what to expect, and no matter how many parenting books you read or as much advice as you get, I don't think it truly prepares you for how different it is and how difficult it can be at times, but it's also very rewarding at times, which they don't really go over that as well.
Did you have any, like, way of preparing? Like, did you read a certain book that helped you or go online for something, or was it all family?
Mostly family. And I did go to a school for pregnant and parenting teens in Chaska. So that gave a lot of support throughout the pregnancy and then once I had her as well.
Nice. What are things you did that helped you through your pregnancy and through your first few years as a mother?
Goodness. I think just having family available to help. I spent all of my time with my daughter, and that kept me really busy. I think the school was a huge asset because I was able to still go to school and have somewhat of a social life during that time, and she was able to be in school daycare, so she was right there with me. So I think that really helped as well.
On going through the first few years, did you feel like it got harder as they got older, or did it get easier like around when they got to like five, like a toddler?
I think it just changes. The difficulties change because you go from having a baby that cries and is fully dependent on you to now you're chasing around a baby and trying to understand them and teach them new things. So it just kind of changes as it goes. And I think that's through all ages as they grow up.
Yeah. What are some of the best moments you had as a mom, like through all of your kids as well?
I think it's just so rewarding watching them grow up and become independent people, watching who they're going to be and how they turn out, what characteristics they take away from each parent and how much they learn and grow, watching them accomplish personal milestones that they make for themselves and reach those goals. It's just super rewarding in every way.
That is awesome. Last question. If someone was going through the same thing that you were in early motherhood, what would be some advice you would give them?
I would tell them that regardless of their age or their situation that they're in life, to trust your gut, to always stick with your motherly intuition, and to know that as long as you're doing your best, you're doing everything that you need to do.
That's awesome. Thank you for being here and doing this with me and giving advice to all the other mothers.
Thank you.